As we head into North American trade on Wednesday, stocks are looking tired just off record highs, and the U.S. dollar has been mostly mildly bid or consolidating recent gains at worst. A drop in Eurozone inflation reads earlier today could be contributing to some additional offers in the euro, but overall, the price action has been more about risk appetite and market expectations for the Federal Reserve outlook. It's worth noting a slide in China PMI reads could be something that weighs more heavily on sentiment in North America today, and we'll be keeping a close eye, especially with this stock market so extended. Of course, another big knock on risk of late has been the resurgence in coronavirus cases around the globe, once again making investors very uneasy. Interestingly enough, despite a minor downward revision to UK GDP earlier today, the pound has managed to trade higher and is a clear outperformer. We're not sure if this is because of other solid features within today's data or because of a more optimistic view of the UK getting back to business as usual in July. Finally, things could be a little bit more wacky today as month-end flow-related volatility works into the mix. That's all for now.